This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. Government threatens to shut down companies not complying with Zimbabwe's indigenization law, compelling foreign-owned firms to part with majority stakes. China is expected to provide Zimbabwe with food aid worth $24 million at a time the country is struggling to feed hungry citizens facing a crippling drought. We will give you an update of the terrorist bombings in Brussels, Belgium, where 34 people died. Are Zimbabweans safe in that country? Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa has been caught up in a war of words with former Education Minister David Coulthard, who wrote in his new book that Mnangagwa was allegedly involved in five brigade atrocities of the 1980s, which left more than 20,000 Zimbabweans dead. Victims of human rights abuses in Zimbabwe say they are not happy with the way government is handling present and past issues of gross human rights violations. South African feature documentary film Lost Tongue, directed by Zimbabwean Davison Mudzingwa, has received the esteemed Women Film Critics Circle Award following its premiere at the Socially Relevant Film Festival in New York this week. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940, and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. On Studio 7 Live Talk today, hosts Gibbs Dube and Blessing Zulu will be talking with listeners and experts about the government's threats to shut down foreign-owned companies not complying with the country's indigenization law. Participate by sending your numbers on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.